We're holding Daf Zayin on the base near the bottom. The last shalom was we said that when it says min hadam dam shebinyan means that the shirayim, the leftover dam on the kohen's etzba, is posel as rika. Now the Gemara says the first big law in the bottom, Eisvei Abaye. Abaye has a question like this. It says goma malahazois mekaneach yode begufa shapora, that when the kohen finishes making the azor, then he wipes his hands off on the poradum itself. Tzadik is gomarin, only when the kohen finishes making all the zrikas, then he has to wipe off his hand. But like gomaloi, mashem, before he finishes all the hazois, he does not have to wipe off his hand, meaning the leftover dam on his hand could still be fit for zrika. So you see, the shirayim is fit for zrika. So Malais, he answered back and said, no, gomar mekaneach yodoi, when he finishes making all the hazois, then he wipes off his own hand. But loy gama, before he finishes all the hazois, then mekanech etzbo, he only has to wipe off just his one finger that he made the hazor with, and echnami, the shirayim, the leftover dam on his finger, is possible to use for second zrika. Now, goma mekanech yodah begufa shaporo, when the kohen finishes all the hazois by the poraduma, he wipes his hands on the por itself, because the pasuk says b'sarof es hapor li'enov, you burn the por, therefore it's good that wipe off the dam on the por itself and you burn it. Elo loigoma mekaneach etzbo b'mar mekaneach, but before he finishes the azor, on what could he wipe his hands? So in parentheses it has the yarmit, if you can tell me b'guf shaporo iboyle lemisna mekaneach yodoi v'etzbo b'guf shaporoi. It should have said clearly like that you have to wipe off your hands and your etzba. Midloy katoni yarkas, it doesn't say this way. Shema aminad loiboy kinuach, the chutz mashma that you do not have to wipe off your hands, at least not on the por itself. And the shalom would be someplace that said that you have to be afraid maybe some hair of the por will get stuck on your hands, and when you make the next zrika, it'll be part of this zrika. So therefore, we do not want you to wipe your hands on the por itself, the etzba in between. So if so, on what do you wipe off your etzba? Some Rabbi says, b'sfas mizruk, on the rim of the mizruk of the kli that you make this zrika with. Kedechsila, the pasuk says, kipurei zov, that the kelum that make the kabbalas adam is called the kipurei zov, a golden cleaner. Mashmi, you clean it off, you clean off your hands with this kli. Now the Gemara asks, omi yamar ablozi yoch, is it true that Jablezer said like this? Rashi says, af bedam, le kiddush lechatzoyim, is it true like we're saying before, that even by dam also, it's not kiddush lechatzoyim, you have to make a complete kabbalas adam, enough of a shear in one kli, and not hair from one kli and hair from the other kli? Gemara asks, I've written, we learned like this, chavite kohen gadol, the mincha, the special mincha that a kohen gadol brings, the asira sefer, that it brings every day, and that he brings machtis half in the morning and half in the half ben harbayim. So it says like this: Rabbi Yechonon Amar Einoy Kiddush Lechatzoyin. You can't put half for the asira sefer in the kli at one time and half in the other, but you have to put the complete asira sefer in one kli at one time. Rabbi Blazer says no. Mitoch Shekor Lechatzoyim. Since the Maisa, this mincha is brought half in the morning and half be'eriv. Is so kedusha lechatzoyim. He'll have to be mekadoshit half for the asira sefer in one kli and half in the second kli. And this is Reb Lezer. Now the question is, v'yim isa if you hold that Rashi says what the dam lekiddush lechatzoyim, that by the kiddush of the dam the kabbalah, it has to be the whole shear at one time. You can't do it lechatzoyim. If so, lelef mincha midam. Reb Lezer shloin out the mincha, even the mincha chavitma v'kohen gadol from the parsha of dam. That's the last question. V'yim isa lelef midam. So Rashi says, "V'chitem, maybe you'll tell me, Reb Lezer milsa mi milsa legomar. Reb Lezer is not learning out one thing from another thing. Even though by dam he holds you cannot have a kiddush lechatzoyim, there could be maybe by a mincha you could have it. You don't learn out a mincha from dam." So Rashi says, "No, it's not true." V'omer Reb Lezer says, "Mincha shekomtzo peichal. You make the kmitza of a mincha inside heichal, inside the azora, inside heichal is lefnim is ksheira." Les old b'dieved, the kmitza, the mincha is good. Why? Shekein motzino besilik bezichim, that we learn out on every Shabbos, they take off the bezichim, they take off the two cups of the levoina on top of the shulchan, and that's called like a kmitza. And that's done in the heichal itself. So you see, you can make a kmitza in the heichal itself. So Yichui learning out a regular mincha from the lechem, it's also called milsa mi milsa. Samura says, no, I'll answer you. Mincha mi mincha yalef, enichnami. This type of a mincha, from that type of a mincha, the lechem aponim also has to do with a mincha. So you learn out regular mrachas from lechem aponim. But mincha mi dam lo yalef, but it could be according to Blaise, it does not learn out the parsha of mincha from dam, even though dam tak is not kodesh lechatzoyin, it could be by mincha, he holds it is kiddush lechatzoyin. Now the more's the question. O mincha mi mincha mi yalef, is it true that Rebbe Lez learns out even the parsha of mincha from mincha? I have a tanya, we learn like this. Achaloy pirko nifros lachmo. Achaloy pirko means, Rashi, before you took off the marocha of the lechem upon him on Shabbos, that used to put, we know, two rolls of six lechems on the shulchan, and they left it there the whole week till the next Shabbos. So by the next Shabbos, if before they took off the lechem, Achaloy pirko nifras lachmo means like busted open, like the lechem itself cracked open. So lechem posel, then it's posel. And therefore, v'yei makdavo all of esa b'zichin. When they take off the b'zichin, they cannot burn the b'zichin. Rashi says, halechem posel means le'evilei mincha shechos for kredim kemitza. Because it's considered like the mincha itself is missing before the kemitza. Because the kemitza of the lechem upon him is taken off the b'zichin and burning the b'zichin. See, at the time when you want to take off the b'zichin, if the lechem himself like cracked already, it's called like it's a chosar, and therefore it's posel. You cannot make a kemitza, you cannot burn the levoy, you cannot burn the b'zichin. What about Misha Porko? Let's say after they took the lechem off the shulchan, now nifras lachmo, now like the bread cracks open, so lechem posel, even though true the lechem is the posel, because it's called chosar, but the halacha is, all of us b'zichin, but you let it burn the b'zichin. Rashi says, afagav liyachas siluk nifras, psula, still is called psula, why? Tevi shirayim shechosru. Because it's considered now, after you took off the bezichim and the lechem is called like shirayim left over from the kemitza, from the bezichim. And the locker is, if the shirayim itself is chosr, missing something, then kemitza lak Torah. Kamin lekamon, the afagav de maktirum kremit alayu, shirayim asur machilo. Even though you're allowed to burn the kemitza, because b'shas you made the kemitza, b'shas you took off the kemitza at that time, it was fit. It was the shalim, but now b'shan later, when the mincha becomes chasar, before you are makter the kemitza, the din is you're not allowed to eat the lechem b'shirayim. See also that mishaporko. If after you took the lechem and the bezichim off the shulchan, now it's nifras lachmo, now the lechem becomes broken, part of it is missing, so halechem is posel, like the shirayim of the mincha you cannot eat, but a maktav all of es bezichim. Now on this we yom a Rebbe Lozo, loy park or mamish, it doesn't really mean that you took the lechem off the shulchan. El akivra and shagia zman lifrok, as long as it became Shabbos already, became Shabbos in the morning, that it's time now to take the lechem off the shulchan, even though the Kohanim did not take the lechem off the shulchan yet, still we consider it kemi shaparka dami. It's considered as if the lechem was taken off the shulchan. Then Rashi says, kivu chigiyah zmana means shovra sheishois, when half the day went by already on Shabbos. That the Gemara says in Perek Tomi Tomi Nishchat that musafim b'sheish and b'zichim was b'sheva. The b'zichim that took care of on the 7th hour after the 6th hour of the day. So now the question is, V'yamai, why is the kosher according to Rabbi Loza? Once it came the Giyah Zmana, Lifroik, even though they did not take off the Lechem or the B'zichim yet, V'yamai, Tehevi, Kemincha, Shechosro, Kaidim, Kemitza. The Chur, before you take the B'zichim off the Shulchan, you did not make the Kemitza yet. So it should be considered like the Mincha is missing before the Kemitza, and the Kemitza should be Pasul. So Chur, you see, did not learn out the Shtei Lechem from the Pasha of regular Mincha. Samar says no, hold like kasha, this is not a kasha. I feel like this. Mincha, by a regular mincha, the svar is loy borir bereira kaimetzidei. You're not sure, like from the mincha, what part is going to be the kemitza. So therefore, if something is missing, it's sort of like it's missing from the kemitza. Therefore, the mincha is possible. Because before you take off the kemitza, it's not borir, it's not clear which part of the mincha will be the kemitza. We don't know which part will be. Therefore, before you take off the kemitza, if any part of the mincha gets lost, it's chasar, we have to be, it has a din as if the mincha is chasar, the kamitza is chasar. That's why it's possible. But over here, by the shtei lechem and by the lechem upon him, and the shtei bezichim, over here we know clearly what's called the kamitz. Here we know clearly that the bezichim is the kamitz, not the lechem upon him. So over here, v'chivon shigiyas man alifroik, since it comes already the seventh hour of the day on Shabbos, it's the time to take off the bezichim. It's command the parka dummy. We consider it as if the bezichim was taken off already. See, even though the lechem upon him itself was poras, nifras, was broken, a piece was broken off it, and the lechem is chosar, but so what? It's considered as if the kemitza is still sholim, and we look as if the kemitza was done already. Just by a regular mincha, you can't say that svara, we don't know where the kemitza is going to be. But over here, that we know where the kemitza will be, we consider as if the kemitza was taken off already. That's why it's kosher. Smar is, Elo mayativ, so this is the svara, teve ki shirayim shechosru, ben kemitza laktara. But our koponim, it should be like, you're missing some part of the shirayim before you burn the kemitza. Like here, you didn't burn the kemitza yet. And then the locher is, tiye maktirin kemitz aleihem. So the locher is by regular mincha, even after you took the kemitza, if now part of the shirayim was chosar, so then you're not supposed to burn the kemitza. You could only burn the kemitza b'shas you're burning it, the whole shirayim is here. So even if you want to consider the shtei bezichim, as if they're taken off already, before it was chosar, but so what? Still it should be also to burn the shtei bezichim, because the shirayim is missing before you burn it. So Marin says, lav plukten idu, isn't that machoikis? So Reb Lezer Sovel a command the Yomar. Reb Lezer will hold the current command the Yomar that it says Shirayim Shechosru Ben Kemitza Lak Torah. In the case where you made the Kemitza of the Mincha, the time when you made the Kemitza, the Shirayim was Sholem. Just after you made the Kemitza, then so was some Chosar, some part of the Shirayim left over Mincha got lost. So he'll hold Mak the Kermit Aleim that you are allowed to burn the Kemitza. Even though maybe not allowed to eat the shirayim, but I call upon him, you're allowed to burn the kemitza. So Blazlo, let this man the yomah. So therefore there's no steer in Blazlo. He tackles that by dam, you cannot make the kiddush lechatzoyim. But by the minchas chavitim, here he holds, you could make the kiddush lechatzoyim. And he does not learn out mincha from dam, but mincha from mincha, he does learn out. Gufa, what we just said before, chavite koin godol. What's the locha by the chavitim of a koin godol? Rav Yechonon Omar, eino kiddush lechatzoyim. Even this mincha of the koin godol, you're not allowed to make kiddush lechatzoyim. You have to put the whole asira seifa in one kli, you can't do half and half. Rav Lezo Amano, mitoich shekorvo lechatzoyim, kiddush lechatzoyim. Since the din is that the koin is supposed to bring half in the morning, half in the evening, therefore you can make kiddush lechatchila lechatzoyim. Now Omar Rav Acha says, my time with Rabbi Yechonon, what's the reason of Rabbi Yechonon that he says you cannot make a kiddush lechatzoyim? On Akro, the pasuk says, mincho machatzitzo. It's a mincho, and then divided in half. In other words, hevi mincho. First you have to bring the whole asira seifa. You have to have the whole mincho in a kli. You have to make the whole kiddush at one time. And then, v'yachakach, afterwards, chaytzehu. Then you first divided in half. So that's the pshat from Rabbi Yechonon. So this the Gemara says, Mace, we have a question. It says, Chavite Kohen Godol, this Korban Mincha that the Kohen Godol bought every single day, Leho Yeboyes Chatzoin, it did not come half, you can't bring it halfway. Ela Mevian Yisorin Sholem, you had to bring a whole Yisorin at one time. V'chatzeyu, then you divided it in half. And V'tani will learn like this, Ilo Nemo Mincha Machtes, it would have shed Mincha half. I would have thought to say, maybe chatzi isor mi beisai shachris, that the Kohen Gadol has the right to bring a half of an isorin from his house in the morning. Or Malkiv, let him bring that for the minchin of Baboika. And then chatzi isor mi beisai arvis, he could bring another half of an isorin by evening for the second of mincha. Or Malkiv. But no, Talmud Lerman, the Pasuk says, machatzi isor Baboika. Means half in the morning means machzo mi. Misholen, half from a whole thing. That's called machatiso. Means machzo misholen, half of the whole thing. That's called machzo misholen hu mevi. They have to bring half from the whole thing. Means you have to have the whole thing there first in the morning. So chutz kashan Reb Lezer, chutz rats Reb Yechonon. So Mara says, no, this could be le mitzvah. There's only lechatchilu le mitzvah, you're supposed to have the whole thing there at the beginning. V'enechnami, it could be if you maktish half in the morning and then half in the afternoon, it would also be kosher, like Rabbi Elazar says. Oh, malei rav gaviya mivek sil. The Rav Ashi, I bo chukka ksiv bo, it says here in this pasha the word chukka. Rashi says, chayk oilom la'ashem. And we know whenever it says the word chukka, it means likuvah. So we'd have to have a sholem. So how could Rav Elazar say it could be mekadesh half in the morning and half in the afternoon? Or malei lenitzuch ed alohaviya sholem mideisa enechanami. That you have to bring the whole Isorin at one time from your house. That you have to carry God last bring every morning. Like Rashi says, the Avolinyan kiddush peklisharis. But to put it into the klisharis to mekadesh it, it could be imrotza mekadesh lechatzoin. It could be if the Kohen Gadol wants to, it could be Mekadesh, half of it in the morning and half in the afternoon. So it would not be as kasha on Rabbi Elazar. Now the Gemara asks, "Omi yom Rabbi Yechanan Hoch, is it true that Rabbi Yechanan says like this, that he says it's minch of the Kohen Gadol, you cannot be Mekadesh lechatzoyin, is it true? Omi yom Rabbi Yechanan Hoch, I've written word like this, hifrish chatzi sorn. Let's say he was mafrish, a chatzi sorn, half of his mincha chavitim lekohen gadol. V'dayte loisef, and then he has that tied onto it, like Rashi says, lahashlemi sorn. Could yamin lekamor parakam lachas v'nesochim? The yamin mincha pchusim sorn, you can't have less than sorn. So first he was mafresh a chatzi sorn, then he has that tied onto it. So Rav v'amr ain't a kodesh. Rav says no, it's not kodesh, but Rabbi Yechanan no ma kodesh. Rabbi Yechanan says yes, it is kodesh. So the question is why? Like, how could it be Kodesh lechatzoyin v'yemiso? If it's true what he's saying, the Gabi Chavit and the Rabbi Yochanan says, it's ain't a Kodesh, Rashi says, v'yemiso v'yemiso lelef mechavitin. Why don't I learn out all menochis from Chavitin? Just like Chavitin, you cannot be Mekadesh half at a time. You have to be Mekadesh the whole thing. See, also, the person first put a chatzi son in the Kli, that should have no Kedusha. So even if you have died to Lohisif, so why does Rabbi Yochanan say it's Kodesh? Someone says, V'chitem, maybe you'll answer me and say, Rabbi Yochanan milsim and milsim l'yalef. No, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't learn out other menachis from Chavitim. There's a special locha by the Chavitim, the Kohen Gadol. But other menachis, maybe he holds, he could be Mekadosh HaChatzoyin. Someone says, no. V'omer Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan himself says, that Shlom nim sheshochton v'heichol. We have a korban Shlom that you made a shchit in v'heichol. So k'sherim, the locha reads his kasha. Even though the mokum to shech the shlom is outside in the azara, if you bring it inside of the penim, he holds his nopsul, his ksherim. The pasuk says, "Vishochatu pesach hoyom moed." He's shechted by the pesach hoyom moed, and we dashin shlo yeh tofu. We hold that shlo yeh tofu chama miyikor, that madach you let it shechted outside by the pesach hoyom moed. So for sure, if you do it inside the hoyom moed, inside the heichal, for sure it's kosher. The Rashi says, "V'chivon the Azorik Sheiro Kol Shchein the Heichal Kosher Lo Tay Azorik Shitofol Chamura Menika." So what do you see? Alma Yalef Heichal Mi Azorah. You do learn out the Heichal from the Azorah, just like in the Azorah to Mokim Shchita for Shlomim. Who Adin? You can make the Shchita in the Heichal also. So you do learn out. So such Kasher Rabbi Yechanan holds that by the Minchas Chavitim you cannot be Mekadosh LeChatzoyin. How can you by regular Mincha? He says you could be Mekadosh LeChatzoyin. So Mora says, no, here it's much different. I'll tell you. Daita Elohisiv Shani. Over here, true. First he put in the Chatzi Son in the Kli. So it could be at that time it was not Kodesh. But as soon as he has Das to be Moisiv, he has Das to add to make it into an Isorin Shlomim, that's why it's Kodesh. It's true it's Kodesh right now. But only because you have Das to add onto it. If you only have Das to be Kodesh half and leave it that way, it could be it's not Kodesh. But by us here, we have Das to add onto it. Therefore, it's Kodesh. The Tanya will learn like this. The Pasuk says, Malayim. There has to be, Rashi says, Shneiim Malayim Silas. They both have to be filled up with flour. Saying, Malayim Elu Shleimim. They have to be Shleimim. Rashi says, Ein Malayim Min Shoyim Malayim Mamish HaMizrokim Silas El Malayim Kol Yisroinus or Kol Yisroinus. The Yisroin has to be there. Shekid Shabutech HaShleim Hoyu. You don't have to fill up the cleat to the top. But as many sermons you put in there, they have to be shalom. That's what Ashniya. That ain't malei melishleim kleima. The parenthesis has shein a kodesh shachei sermon shalom. You have to have all these sermons there. And v'omer Reb Yosi, ain't musai. When do I say it's only kodesh to mincha? if you have the whole Isarin in the Kli, this man Shaydaisav Lahoisef. If you don't have Dastir onto it later, then if you have less than an Isarin, it's not Kodesh. Abu Bisman Shaydaisav Lahoisef. But let's say right now you have less than an Isarin in the Kli. As long as you have Dastir onto it, so then we say Rishon Rishon Kodesh. The first thing that put in does become Kodesh. So it could be that's from the Yechidin also. Even though we hold Ein Mekachin L'Chatzoyin by the Minchas Chavitin, that's only if you have das to leave half from this kli and half from that kli. But if you have das, when you first put half from one kli, you have das L'Hoisev to add on to that kli, then it could be it's better. The Chaim then takes Kodesh right now, even the half that's inside there. Now the Gemara says, V'Rav the Chavitin commands Tzvirle. Rashi says, Rav the Yama, the Meforash Chatzi Yisorin, Shein Kodesh. That Rav we just said before, we put a Chatzi Yisorin in a kli, even though it's Daita L'Hoisev, still Rav says the same Kodesh. And so, how does Rav hold by the Chavitin, by the Mincha the Kohen Gadol? Rav the Chavitin commands to relay. If he holds like Rebbe Elazar, that you could be Mekadosh the Chavitin L'Chatzoyin, if so, Leilof Mechavitin. Why doesn't he learn out Rav every Mincha from Chavitin? Just like Chavitin, he could be Mekadosh L'Chatzoyin, so every Mincha also. The Chitem maybe lets me know that Rav Nilsim and Misal Yalef, it could be Rav does not learn out regular Mincha from Chavitin. But maybe by the Chavitin talk he holds like Rebbe Elazar, that you could be Mekadosh L'Chatzoyin. Because by regular Mincha, Rav does not learn out. So when it says, no, it's not true. The Yomar Rav says, Mincha Kedusha B'loi Shemin. A Mincha could have this Kedusha, even though you don't have Shemin in it yet. And Rav says, why? Shekein Mesinim B'lechem Aponim. We form with a Lechem Aponim, it's a Mincha, and it has no Shemin. So you see, it could be Kodesh even without Shemin. Then invite the Mincha could have its Kedusha below Levoin, even though you didn't put Levoin in the Kli yet. Why? Shekei Metzinu b'minchas nesochim. A Minchas nesochim doesn't have Levoino, it has Kedusha. Rashi says, Aboyim kol hazevah, k'dichsir b'tomid, ha'asiris soif pasolos t'mincha b'l v'shemin. That doesn't say Levoino. So if we could have a Mincha Kodesh without Levoino. And invite, you could even have a Mincha b'loi Shemin or v'loi Levoino, if you have no Shemin in it and no Levoino in it, also could be Kodesh. We find by Minchas Chayta there comes without Shem and without Levoino. So kids, you see, Rav does learn out Milsa mi Milsa. So if Rav says here that it can be Mekadish, a Mincha L'Chatzoyin, so the Hechad Gemara says, Al-Korchach, it must be then that Rav Krab Yechon Svirulei, that it must be Rav holds by Minchas Chavitin like Rav Yechonon, that the Kohen Gadol cannot be Mekadish half in the morning and half in the evening. But rather, he has to be Mekadosh the whole thing at one time. And therefore, Rav holds all Menachos are the same way. Could only be Kodesh if you have the Isarin at one time in the Kli. Now the Gemara says, Goof, what did we say before? Omar Rav, Mincha, Kedusha B'lai Shemin. It's Shaykh to have a Mincha, should have its Kedusha, even though there's no oil inside it yet. And he says, why? Shekein Metzinu B'lechem Aponim. The B'lechem Aponim didn't have any Shemin. The same thing, B'lai Levoino, a Mincha could have its Kedusha, even though there's no Levoino in it yet. Shekeim etzina b'minchas nesochim, that a minchas come with a zevach, there's no levoino. And Vaitij said also, b'loi shemen or b'loi levoino, even if the mincha is missing both, it doesn't have its shemen yet, it doesn't have its levoino yet, you only put the flour in the kli shoris. It could also have its kedusha. Why? Shekeim etzina b'minchas chayta. We find by minchas chayta that a chayta brings or a chayta, that there's no shemen, there's no levoino. Now, the shemen levoino is kitri hai b'loi hai. It shaykh to be mekadosh just the shemen by itself without the levoino. The same with the opposite way. For hai b'loi hai, you could have the kiddush of the levoino without the shemen. Where do we find this? Shemen shekei metzino b'lug shemen shel metzora. By a metzora, he has to bring a special lug of shemen, and only those shemen has a kedusha by itself without the levoino. The same thing, levoino. Where do we find levoino has kedusha by itself? Shekein Metzinu B'Levoina Habo B'Bezichin. By the Lechem Aponim, every Shabbos there are two Bezichin full of Levoina that came by itself. So you could have a Kedush, each one by itself. Now, Rabbi Chanin Omar, that Loizu Kedusha B'Loizu, for Loizu Kedusha B'Loizu. He argues no. Rashi says, the Chol Amnochas Hatuna Shem and Levoina, and Klishoris Mekadish Echud Mehem, Elim came Shloshtun B'Yachad B'Kli. That he holds no, Rabbi Chanina holds that when you have a mincha that needs shemen and levoino, the mincha is only kodesh with all three together. Sumarius, on the Rebbe Chanina, Korda Chanina, he sorin loma nimshach. In other words, the Kli in the Beis Hamikdash that had the measurement of an Isorin of flour, why did they have to be nimshach? I mean, give it a Kedusha to have it in Kli Sharis, Hamanashach. Well, you only put flour in there, the exact amount of an Isorin. And you're telling me now, according to the Chanina, you cannot be Mekadosh the Isorin by itself without the Shemin and the Levoina. So anyway, in this Kli, it's not fit to have the Shemin and the Levoina. So for what purpose would it have to be nimshach the Isorin of the Beis Hamikdash? And the friend we have, Aloy Eino also, Yenulum Didas, Kemech Bavadva, Kemech Eino Kodesh Bloy Shemen, according to Bechanino. So the Moran says, Le Minchas Choyto, Enechanami, for Minchas Choyto. The Minchas Choyto Bechlau does not need Shemen, it does not need Levoino. All it needs is just an Isor and a flower. So for Minchas Choyto, that's why this Isor and had a Kedusha. It was Nimshach, they anointed it with the Shemen HaMishcha. And out of Din Kli Sharis on it, as soon as you put the Isar and the flower inside there, becomes Kaddish. Now the Gemara is though, the Lug, Lama Nimshach. Now when they measured off the Shemen in the Beis Hamikdash, they had a Kli called the Lug, why do they have to be Nimshach that to give it Kedusha? Lachur, when you measure off the Lug of Shemen to put it into a Mincha, anyway it's not Kaddish by itself until you put all of it together. So why did the Lug, the measurement of a Lug, have to have Kedusha Nimshach to have a Kedusha's Kli Sharis in it? What does it be Mekadosh? When does it be Mekadosh? When is it to be Mekadosh to Shemen by itself? So Moran says yes. The Lug Shel Mitzara. A Mitzara has to bring a Lug of Shemen. He has no flour, he has no Levoina with it. Senechanami, when the Mitzara brings his Lug, that Lug of Shemen will have a Kedusha right away. So for that purpose, they would Nimshach the Lug in the Beis Hamikdash. Now the Gemara says, V'yav Shmuel Sovolo Lohod Rav. Shmuel also holds like Rav, that you could have a Kiddush each one separately. The Tanan learned like this, Kli halach mikadshemes lach. A Kli, a measuring cup that used to measure off lach, something liquid, either yain or else shemen. So it says it's mikadish es halach, it's mikadish the shemen that comes inside it. Or midas hayavish, a measurement that you measure off something dry, let's say like flour, that you measure off yavish, is mikadshin es yavish, it's also mikadish the yavish that comes inside it, it's mikadish it. But the ain kli halach mekatshim es hayavish. If you have a kli that usually used for lach for shemen, and now you put something yavish, something dry inside it, it's not kodesh. The same with the opposite way. For loy midas hayavish mekatshim es halach. If you have a measuring cup that you measure dry things with, and now some oil goes in there, so the kli is not mekadesh the lach. Now the yomah shmul, shmul says shan this memra, the yomah shmul leshanu elo midas. Only the measuring cups, the midos, the measuring cups of dry is not mekadish, something alach. Avu mizrokei shodam, but the kli that they used to be mekabel the dam, even though it was a kli used for lach, here Shmuel says mekadish es hayavish. Yes, it's even mekadish something that dry that comes inside it. Rashi says shein kli lach is mekadishim yavish. His kelim that we use to make a kabbalah sadam, so it's mekadish the yavish. Shneim the pasuk says shneihem maleim solis halula b'shemen lemincha. They're both filled up with flour, halula mixed in with shemen for mincha. Rashi says shneihem maleim solis over minchas nesachem kimishtoi. So about a mincha that comes with the zevach, the tuna shemen that you have to have shemen inside this mincha. Ukama it says the mizrak ukara the mizrak and the kara kitchul solis. Alma, what do we see? Even though this Mizrak is a Kli, that's Mekabalach, for the mice, if you put Yavish inside it, it becomes Kaddish. So Rashi says, Alma, Isle the Shmuel, the Kli Sharis Mekadshim Selis, below Shemen, the Kli Sharis is Mekadish the Selis without the Shemen. So what do you mean? You see that in this Mizrak, he could just put the Selis by itself, and that itself has Kedusha. So Kolporim, you see that Shmuel holds, that Shmuel also holds, like Rav, that you can mekadesh the soilus, the flower by itself. And Rashi Yisukash, also Bechanini, you learn this. So they'll put this in, talking about a Minchas Choyter. A Minchas Choyter, there's no Shemen altogether, only the Yavish, therefore it's Kodesh, that's all you need. Benachnami, Shmuel, Vashas Madaik, any Mincha, that you could have a Kedusha on the flower by itself, even without the Shemen. That's the Raya Shmuel also holds like Rav. Now the Gemara says, "Oh, male ravacha midiftel ravino mincha leicha hi." That a mincha lechur is called leicha. It's wet. Now what are you bringing me a proof from this pasuk here? Shneim leim selus. So you have this mizruk, this clear, you're supposed to mekabel dam in it. Now that you have the mincha inside, it's mekadosh to mincha. So what's the proof? It's mekadosh to davi yovesh. Lechur a mincha is called leicha. Since a mincha has shemen mixed into it, it's also called leicha. So what's the proof that a kli of lach can be mekadosh yovish? It's not called yovish. Or Malais, he answered back and said, "Lenitzav." You know what the chiddush over here is? El yovish shebo. That the mincha, there is some parts of it that's still yovish. Because even though it's mixed up with shemen, not all of it got mixed up so well. There are still some parts that are selus by itself. So that part of selus is called dry, and that's the chiddush. That part could be af kedusha, even though it's in a mizrak, a kli that's meant for lach. All right, turn over. We'll continue on the other side.